Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English. So, the podcast is a bit different today because I'm bringing news of a new course being launched by Adept English, or should I say perhaps a relaunch. Well, there is now live on our website at adeptenglish.com a new improved version of the Most Common 500 Words course. We've updated our most popular course and we've included a number of improvements and some additional material. So if you're a regular listener, then you'll already be familiar with the idea behind this course. There are different ways of counting how many words there are in English, but 170,000 is a popular estimate of the number of words in English. That's a lot of words, and in fact, there are probably more words in the English language than in any other language in the world. But before that puts you off learning English, the important thing is that you don't need to know anything like that many words to start speaking English, to start communicating, to start being able to have an English conversation. In fact, it's estimated that the average native English speaker uses only around 10,000 words, perhaps 20,000 for a well-educated native English speaker. So yes, we have a lot of words in English, but we just don't use them all. In fact, there are around 500 most common English words, which make up around 50% of most written material and more than 50% of most English conversation, possibly up to 80% of conversation sometimes, especially first thing in the morning before we've had our coffee. So these are the words you really need to know. And a while back we thought, why don't we make a course which focuses on the 500 words that people really need to know? So I put together a list of the most common, the most often used 500 words and made it into a course so that you can ensure that you have all the basic vocabulary that you need in English. 500 words is more than enough to get started and will build your confidence. Of course, when you're counting words, the picture is more complicated than a straight word list. What makes a word? If you take the word act, A-C-T, you could use that word as a noun to mean an act in a play at the theatre. Or you could say, she's putting on an act. What she's letting us see is not real. But then there is to act. I act, you act, he, she or it acts. Now, is acts, with an S on the end, a different word? And are acting and action separate words? And what about activity, or the adjective active, or the adverb actively? So sometimes it makes more sense to talk about word families, groups of words which have the same stem, which are clearly related. So it's hard to be precise about the number of words. And when I say that our course is the most common 500 words course, to some extent we're talking here about word families. So word lists are included with the course, in order of frequency of use and in alphabetical order. But where there is a verb, like the verb to be or the verb to have, I've included that as one entry on the list, just one of the 500 words. So although we call this the 500 word course, you're actually learning more words than that because I've only counted each verb as one word, though each verb gives rise to a number of other words. So given that the course includes many common verbs, you're actually learning more words than 500, possibly twice as many even. But this is a way of making sure that you focus on the most needed words first of all. The course is a listen and learn course, and like all our podcasts, it comes with transcripts in the form of an ebook so that you can follow the words, the written words, as you listen. The listening material on the course is restricted to the words or word families on the 500 words list, which means you get to practice recognizing and understanding these words in different contexts. So this will take your language learning forward in the fastest way possible. It's a bit like HIIT or HIIT training for your brain. Do you know the high intensity interval training idea, where you really target your body with exercises that make the most difference? Well, the 500 word course aims to do that for your brain, for your English language learning. It's a shortcut. That's the idea behind the course. And as far as we know, it's the only course of this type. It's brain training for your English language part of your brain, like HIIT training. You don't just listen to the course once, you listen to each chapter a number of times until your brain is perfectly comfortable and understands all the content automatically, without trying. And like all of our material, the focus is on actually being able to understand English and then to be able to speak it. There's no point knowing 7,000 words in English if you can't use these words to speak a sentence, if you can't hold a conversation. So like the rest of Adept English, the 500 Most Common Words course aims to get you actively using the language. As I said, you're learning more than 500 words, and the course aims to get you really comfortable with them so that you can use them yourself. And as you find out on the course, you can say quite a lot with these words, or I certainly managed to. The course includes several conversations between two people, as well as my usual input, my thoughts and my ideas, and me speaking. Let me put it another way. It's estimated that the average six-year-old child native English speaker can use 2,600 words with confidence. And they can communicate fluently, enough to express themselves, manage school, have friendships. Being able to speak English isn't a worry for your average native English-speaking six-year-old. Six-year-olds just talk, sometimes quite a lot. So the 500-word course will take you quite a long way towards being as fluent as a native English six-year-old. So what's new and improved? What's in the new course? Well, first of all, there is more content. We've added two new chapters. And an extra bonus, two extra chapters now use the 600 most common words. So there's some additional content so that you can stretch yourself that bit further. And those extra 100 words, well, it makes quite a difference. I found that there are so many more things you can talk about with those extra 100 words. And of course, you get an additional word list for the extra 100 words we've added for these two additional chapters. Remember the helping hand of Adept English? Well, we've added two new sections at the beginning, which give you a fuller explanation of the idea behind the course and how to use it, all explained using the 500 words. So these are part of the course too, because they're helping you practice just the same. We've also listened to you and we've made the 500 Most Common Words course more mobile friendly, easier to access. The course is now in popular audiobook and ebook format for Apple and Android mobile phones. We recommend using Apple Books for Mac OS, and for Android phones you can use VLC Player. It's free and there's a link on our website so that you can download it. But you can also play the course material with other players if you wish. So just to summarise, we've put all the must-have English vocabulary you will need in one place. Learning the most common English words first is a smart and efficient way to learning to speak English fluently. Learning the words in this course will help you in every English conversation you will ever have. You can focus on the vocabulary you need. This course will be useful in every situation. And although we do provide a vocabulary list, you learn by listening, so it's enjoyable, automatic learning. The average six-year-old is not agonising over vocabulary lists. They're just learning lots of words through listening, and you can do the same. And if you would like to listen to a sample of the course material, you can do that on our website as well, on the courses page. So go to adeptenglish.com today and buy the 500 Most Common Words course. You'll be really glad you did. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.